It's time for another episode of Dear Mistress Rachel. Produced in cooperation with FemdomPodcast.com and VoxEroticPodcast.com, part of LDW's Enchantrix Empire. Where requested, names have been omitted or changed to protect the slutty, or pointedly included to humiliate them. Let's get started. Now, before we get started, a note, dear listeners. It's a beautiful spring afternoon, and I'm sitting pretty near to my window, so you might hear a few traffic sounds. I apologize for that, and we'll try to minimize it. Hopefully it's not too intrusive. Now, on to the first letter of this episode. It comes from a man named Jake, a.k.a. the Great Horndini. Seriously, that's how he signed his email to me. I like it, don't you? Sounds like he's ready to turn himself inside out to get his kinky needs met, so the name fits. On to his letter. Dear Mistress Rachel, I've been listening to your podcast a lot lately, and I find myself getting hornier and hornier every time I listen. I live in location redacted, and lately have been really interested in finding a mistress to serve and to have my little sissy hole trained by. You see, I'm a virgin in this area, but I've gotten to experience the sheer euphoric pleasure a male can receive through some anal stimulation from someone that knows what they are doing. Mistress note. Woot woot! I'm very adventurous and open-minded in the bedroom, and I want to explore the ins and outs, no pun intended, LOL, of anal and prostate play. I also enjoy, like, sensory deprivation play, and have always had a fantasy of being tied up, restrained, and being used as just a hole and a mouth. Stop it, Great Horndini. I can only get so horny. I really want to experience and live out these fantasies. However, I want my first time, first few times, to be with a professional, quote-unquote. Someone that has experience doing these things to subs and possesses extensive knowledge of domming, quote-unquote, and has guided their fair share of new/virgin/fresh meat subs through their first couple of times with this type of activity. So my question is, where or how would I go about finding a mistress to train me? I would love to hear your answer on the podcast, but either way, I would really appreciate any info/advice/feedback you can offer me on this issue. If by some random chance we are in the same city, I would love for you to train and peg me. But if not, I hope you can point me to the type of area or website where I can look for a domina or dominatrix to peg me, or a trans dom that I could worship, because I think trans women are absolutely beautiful. Sorry this was so long, but again, I would greatly appreciate any advice you can offer me. Thank you so much, Mistress Rachel. Whew! No, thank you, Great Horndini Jake. That was a very entertaining read, and I'm sure many submissive listening can relate. I sent you a rather cursory response by email, but I thought I would elaborate in the podcast because, as I say, both your interests and some of your questions are relevant to many, and I thought sharing more widely would be a kink community service. So first of all, you're not alone in fantasizing about playing with me in person, but that simply isn't an option. And I'm glad you accept that. But I have a question for you, Jake. It's whether or not you really feel the only way you can recreate the anal ecstasy you experienced is with someone else at the end of the toy or cock in question. It's not that I wouldn't understand if that were the case. After all, I realize that it's not just the physical sensation that makes the experience for some. It's surrendering to another physically, actively being used without any physical involvement from you but acceptance. If that's the case, then yes, I can see why you seek a mistress in the flesh. I'll get to suggestions about that momentarily. But if it's the physical sensation you hope to recreate, and the control and guidance of an experienced dominant woman could be virtual and psychological, well, what am I, chopped liver? I'd be happy to offer you toy suggestions and guide you in session through experimenting with them to give yourself a good butt-pounding and prostate-stimulating. What's more, you should visit my blog at sensual-dom.com. Look at the top of the window at all of the drop-down menus. Find the link that says remote-controlled orgasm control and prostate play or something like that with Mistress Rachel. Click on that and see if it might be something that interests you. But if it truly is the presence in the flesh of a mistress that you seek, controlling and using your holes, if that's really what you need, and again, I'm not downing that, I'd say the best thing to do would be to join Twitter, believe it or not, and start following mistresses. Twitter, believe it or not, is a great resource for finding all sorts of connections in the kink world. I see mistresses every day who not only provide titillating content, but accept submissives in their very own dungeons and studios. Most of the time, they make it clear where they're located. There are bound to be some in your area, and if not, within a day's trip distance. It all depends on how much effort you're willing to expend in finding what you seek. The same method can be used to find T-girls who may be willing to make new friends virtually that turn into friends physically. And with both mistresses and T-girls, there are not only individuals making themselves known, but registries you can come across on Twitter. If that fails, you can ask one of the ladies you do come across if they know anyone in your area. Most of these ladies know each other or know of each other or know of other resources. Hope this helps, great Hordini Jake. And I hope that if you do find a way to make your in-the-flesh fantasies a reality, you'll tell me all about it. I'm sure my listeners would love an update. Here's one more letter I received via email from a cute little aspiring sissy named Coral. Coral writes, "Hello, mistress. This Saturday I'll be experiencing my first waxing as I'm scheduled to get my legs, chest, and armpits done on Tuesday. I'm finishing it off with a facial and eyebrow waxing. My question is, does it really hurt? Sincerely, Corey," wants to be Coral in parentheses. "Dear Coral, as I wrote to you via email, yes, waxing can be uncomfortable to say the least, especially with the ambitious pace you've set for yourself. I usually suggest to my sissies that they do one body part at a time, a week apart, because getting a full body wax when you've never experienced waxing before can be quite daunting. On the other hand, both sissies and women know that sometimes you have to suffer for beauty, and you'll get used to it after a while, especially when you see how worth it the results are, and how much shaving and plucking time it saves you. I've been getting my pussy waxed since I was 18, and now I can go a couple of months before needing a touch-up because the hair simply gives up after a while and stops growing for most people. First, it comes in thinner, then sometimes not at all. So, if you keep up with it, not only will it be less uncomfortable as time goes on, but you'll have to do it less often. Unlike shaving, which you have to do every day if you want to keep that smooth, silky femme skin. Lastly, Coral, as I shared with you via email, A useful tip for minimizing the discomfort of waxing appointments is to take a pain reliever about 30 minutes before. Tylenol, Aleve, whatever agrees with you best. You sent this email to me a while ago, so you've probably already had your appointment. I'll be curious to hear about how it went and if you took my advice. Sparkly sissy wishes to you, Coral, and thanks for writing. If you've got a question for Miss Rachel and you don't mind it being read and answered on a future episode of Dear Mistress Rachel, send your questions to rachel@enchantrixempire.com. If you'd like to remain anonymous, please note that in your email. Bye for now.